a walking pretty slow with the legs of a goat. I got seven women on my mind. Four don't want to hold me, two just want to scold me. One is only eight or nine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the fear of master's dog drive you crazy. Lighten up and take your bags. Even though I can barely stand, I see your hair, here comes my hand. Take it easy. Well, I'm sleeping in a corner and here comes my owner. I slowly get on my feet.
Not doing, go don't do it somewhere else.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed the sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed up to the sun till we found the sea of green. We'll be right back.
I just reinstalled the chameleon circuit.
Did you hotwire the fragment links and supersede the binary?
Of course. So now we should be able to broadcast undetected. Check the dials to see if we're on the air.
Test. Okay, everything is in the green. We're live.
Oh, boy. Uncle Jack is going to be thrilled.
Ah, welcome back, listeners. I'm Cherokee Billy.
And I'm Cherokee Jeff.
And we are the Brothers Cherokee.
Worldwide and Incorporated. We're back on the air. We've got the yellow sub all fixed up. Systems are upgraded. The leaks have been patched up thanks to the sacrifice of many brave Torgo clones. We're coming to you live from an undisclosed location.
Or at least that's what Uncle Jack usually says.
So we're going to kick off this season with some great, awesome music.
Which one is it? Great or awesome?
Shut up, Ding Dong Face.
No, take this, you jerk.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. All we wanna do is eat your brains. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I don't wanna nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we want to do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
Mosquitoes, and before long they were cloning DNA. Now I'm being chased by some irate velociraptors. Well, believe me, this has been one lousy day. Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. All the dinosaurs are running wild. Someone shut the fence off in the rain. I admit it's kinda eerie, but this proves my chaos theory. And I don't think I'll be coming back again. Oh no! I cannot approve of this attraction, 'cause getting disemboweled always makes me kinda mad. Tyrannosaurus ate our lawyer. Well, I suppose that proves they're really not all bad. Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. All the dinosaurs are running wild. Someone let T-Rex out of his pen. I'm afraid those they sure don't act like Barney, and they think that I'm their dinner, not their friend. Oh no!
Telesonic robot. Batteries not included. He's under your control. With a click from the telesonic commander, to circle, to proceed forward, to circle, or to pick up the support module and return, all on your command. Tobor is robot spelled backwards. Tobor, the telesonic robot from Shopper.
Take that. Oh, no, not my nipple.
Take that, you bunghole.
How about you?
Cousin tight.
Break it up, you two, or I'll send you to your bunk.
He started it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You were born.
That's enough. I could hear you all the way from Radio Frank's room. What were you doing in there? I was sleeping in the closet like I always do.
That's creepy.
What with all the other clones, it's hard to find bunk space. All the other clones died. They drowned. Well, in that case, I'll sleep on Cherokee's old hammock. Why are you walking funny?
And why do we hear that music every time you walk?
I'm like this all the time. No, you've got a bigger limp than normal. Oh, well, that's because there's this big robot in Frank's closet. Robot?
Robot?
Yeah! The British Explorer man gave it to me, and Frank never got to fixing it.
We can fix it.
With science!
Yeah, he'll be our plastic pal who's fun to be with.
He's gonna be my robot.
No, mine.
Mine.
I'll tell you, it's mine.
It's mine. You get the last
you
robot.
You get out of the way.
You get the next one. I think he's got the eye of the tiger.
We'll be right back. In a future time, children will work together to build a giant cyborg. Robot parade, robot parade. Wave the flags that the robots made. Robot parade, robot parade. Robots obey what the children say. There's electric cars, there's electric trains. Here comes a robot with electric brains. Robot parade, robot parade. Wave the flags that the robots made. Robot parade, robot parade. Robots obey what the children say. We'll be right back.
This is the Master, and you've been listening to Mystery Science Music Hour. For a QSL, send your confirmation report and your postal address to Mystery Science Radio Shortwave at gmail.com. Do it now!
You're screwing it up, Billy. Hurry up.
I'm doing the best I can.
That's a lie.
Station!
Wrong reference, dummy.
He's almost ready.
What about these diodes down his left side?
Never mind that. We'll get to it later.
We're going to power it on.
Jeff, I need you to help me in the engine room. We've sprung another leak.
Billy, don't turn him on until I get back.
Sure thing, Cherokee jerk.
That's Jeff.
Whatever. If he thinks I'm waiting, he's crazy.
Oh no. Life again.
Cool.
Not really.
I think you ought to know I'm feeling very depressed.
Oh God.
I'm just a robot and I know my place. A metal servant to the human race. I work my head off trying to satisfy. I know they'll disconnect me by and by. Chip on my shoulder made of silicon. My printed circuits like a lexicon. 10 billion logic functions, maybe more. They make me pick the paper off the floor. Solitary, solenoid, terminally paranoid, Marvin. Know what really makes me mad? Wouldn't be so bad. Life, don't talk to me about life. I'm so depressed I could expectorate. My moving parts are in a solid state. I want to rust in peace, switch off and lie in that great junkyard in the sky. Solitary, solenoid, terminally paranoid, Marvin. Nothing left to be enjoyed, every diode, rheumatoid, Marvin. To alloy in a void, Marvin. Happiness has been destroyed.
Night's falling. Look, robot, the stars are coming out.
I've seen it. It's rubbish.
Roger, your ship is out of control. Robot override imperative. Repeat imperative. Suggest you assign control to Marvin.
This is your captain calling.
Yeah.
system is clear. Don't lose your cool, Captain. You know, this is only the second time in 30 million years that I've had anything remotely challenging enough to absorb my massive brain for more than 2 minutes. You know, old Skipper, these black holes are really bad news to be trapped in. I thought you'd like that.
What the hell is going wrong, you know, Bobby?
Well, it doesn't take me long to get nothing done. Look at her go. It's a good thing you did hand it to me, isn't it? This is some ship, isn't it, my captain? All right, crew, let's settle down, shall we? Let's get on with the business of flying a spaceship. Whenever he wanted, think about what he'd miss, and live miserably ever after.
Bye.
I told you to wait.
You can have him.
He doesn't look very happy.
And how?
This is Cherokee Janice, and now, here's one more minute of bloopers for Mystery Science Music Hour. Enjoy, sweetie.
And just repeat to yourself, it's just a show.
You should really just relax.
Yes. Losing your pen.
Okay.
I've lost your pen.
That's fine.
Okay.
And why are we hearing that music every time you walk?
I'm like this all the time. Oh, jeez, I misspelled. Okay. No, you've got to... No.
Let's just start this whole thing over, because we fucked it up completely.
All right. Starting over, the fade in, right?
Yeah.
First, I got to get my Billy sound in it. Okay, here we go.
Okay, and I'm still Jeff. Right.
Wait, testing.
Testing? With science?
As always.
Damn straight. I mean, darn straight.
Good thing Uncle Jack didn't hear that.
Wait, good thing Mom didn't hear it.
I'm just glad that we have this all to ourselves.
Did I just hear you boy swearing?
Oh, son of a...
This is the Master, and you've been listening to Mystery Science Music Hour. For a QSL report, send your... confirmation. You're doing it wrong.
Mystery Science Music Hour. For a QSL, send your... Oh, I forgot the words. I'm so sorry, honey. Let me try it again. This is Cherokee Janice, and you're listening to Mystery Science Radio Hour. Where's that blooper thing? Beep, beep.